This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Safe Schools Coalition co-founder Roz Ward has spoken out about conservative critics of Safe Schools, who are now publicly defending George Pell following his conviction. In a scathing piece for the Socialist Alternative's Red Flag newspaper, Ward called out the hypocrisy of Pell's conservative supporters in the wake of the guilty verdict, calling out both Miranda Devine and Andrew Bolt, who accused her of sexualising children through the Safe Schools program. The Australian Greens have released a suite of LGBTIQ policies ahead of the upcoming federal election, which is expected to take place in May. As part of their newly launched policies, the Greens plan to scrap the school chaplains program and invest the money in secular and inclusive support for students through counselling and anti-bullying initiatives like Safe Schools. ACON has released the latest results of the periodic Sydney Women and Sexual Health Survey, showing that young LGBTQI women and non-binary people report high or very high psychological distress a majority of the time. The survey collected data from nearly 1,300 participants in 2018, ranging in age from 16 to 94 years old, with the median age being 34. One key finding was that 41% of all respondents reported high or very high psychological distress, with this number rising sharply to 62% among respondents aged 16 to 24. The Victorian Government has announced a spate of funding for LGBTI initiatives, including $145,000 for a project to better help support survivors of conversion therapy. The funding, which amounts to $325,000 in total, was announced by Minister for Equality Martin Foley on Wednesday. Foley said part of the money would fund a project undertaken by the government alongside conversion therapy survivors as a way to identify the best approaches for peer support. The LGBTIQ Multicultural and Faith Project will hold community consultations in Victoria to help shape upcoming campaigns and messaging around inclusion. The project, a Victorian government initiative, supports members of Victoria's cultural and faith communities to increase safety and inclusion for LGBTIQ people. The roundtables form part of a three-month consultation period in order for the organisation behind the venture, Social Change Projects, to better understand what the community wants and needs. Independent MP Alex Greenwich has announced he will introduce legislation protecting LGBTI students and teachers at faith-based schools if re-elected at the upcoming New South Wales election. In a post on Facebook, Greenwich called out the federal government for dragging their feet on the issue and said he would continue to fight for the removal of religious exemptions allowing faith-based schools to discriminate against students and staff on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Greenwich, a longtime advocate for LGBTI people in faith-based schools, first introduced a bill addressing the issue in 2013, which would have made private schools subject to the same laws that make discrimination unlawful in public schools. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Polish Olympian Sofia Klepacka has criticised the mayor of Warsaw for signing on to protect LGBT rights. The bronze medal winning surfer declared her opposition to Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski on social media, saying she's against the promotion of LGBT environments and will defend Polish tradition. Klepacka then referenced the Warsaw Uprising and implied that those who fought against Nazism in World War II wouldn't support LGBT rights or the Declaration, which is the first to recognise LGBT rights in Poland. An online poll has revealed that 2 out of 3 Brits think that female trans athletes are cheating. A Comres survey of more than 2,000 adults in the UK found the majority of Britons believe that trans women have unfair physical advantages over cisgender women, with 63% saying they agree with Martina Navratilova's recent anti-trans comments.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.